remember when you told DJ if he got the hall bathroom all disgusting, he was going to have to clean it up himself?
Yes, and it's been spotless ever since.
Well, that's because the little slob's been using our bathroom.
Is that why I keep yanking those huge wads of hair out of the drain? You know, one was in so damn deep, I had to use your toothbrush to get it out.
Ew! Hey, pig, quit washing your hair in our sink.
It's not my hair.
Well, then whose is it?
Don't worry, it's dead.
I'm moving.
You know, of all the people in the world to have as a role model, our kid has to pick Eddie Munster.
No, you're the one who thought it'd be great to have a son.
Well, it would have.
Listen, I gotta go down to Lobo. I'm meeting Davey. We're gonna have a couple of beers and work up a bid for that Hanover development.
Well, you're not gonna be too late, are you?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Darlene, beat it. Don't you remember what day it is? It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back.
I'll be here with bells on. Don't you want to know how many?
Surprise me.
Don't come back all bloated.
Aha! A hair that isn't his. Oh, it's mine.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, there's more orange juice in the fridge.
Hey, Ma, can I have $5 for no good reason?
It's in my purse.
Something's definitely wrong.
Yep, I should have gone for 10.
Hey, you got any detergent?
Yes, I have detergent. I have no marriage.
Oh.
So where's the detergent?
Jackie, I'm serious.
What'd Dan do now?
It's what he didn't do in the bedroom last night.
Well, one night.
Wednesday night, the night.
You're kidding. You guys have a night?
Yes, we have a night. It's not only Wednesday, but it's always Wednesday.
You got a time, too?
Yeah, 20 minutes or until he gets a cramp.
Well, you should make him wait half an hour after he eats.
Come on, this has been working for 17 years, you know. And then last night he comes in crawling in here at like 3 in the morning. Then he's gone this morning, leaving me a note, and it doesn't even say he's sorry.
So he missed one Wednesday.
2 Wednesdays.
Okay, 2 Wednesdays. Don't worry about it, Roseanne. Around 14, you get numb.
Hey, I'm not talking about sexual frustration.
I am.
think Dan's having an affair, Jackie.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Why? You think he's ugly? You think he's stupid? You don't think there's women out there that want to sleep with my husband?
I think there's plenty of women. There's millions of women who'd like to sleep with Dan.
Who? Tell me.
You're really serious.
Well, of course. I mean, he comes in late. He's totally preoccupied. And then, like, he's laying there in bed making all these little happy noises. And if we're not having Wednesday, what's he so happy about?
Come on, just because you guys aren't having Wednesday doesn't mean that he's out Wednesdaying somebody else.
But isn't this what a man does just before he walks out?
What are you asking me for? All right. Well, we'll go down the checklist. What's the first thing he does when he comes in?
He goes to the bathroom. What was that?
Nothing.
That was a noise. It was like a check mark kind of a noise.
I just... It meant that if you want to be suspicious, it could mean that he's washing up so you don't smell any, like, perfume.
I've been smelling Dan as often as I can, Jackie.
And?
He smells like smoke. I know he doesn't smoke, and he says he's going to the Lobo, and it does smell like smoke down there. I want the house. He can have the kids, but I'm keeping the house.
Now, come on, Roseanne. This is Dan we're talking about. I think you owe him a little bit of trust here. You just give him another chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay. What's the worst that could happen? Dan,
it's my wife.
Wake up!
What?
What were you doing?
Sleeping.
With who?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who is she, Dan?
Who's who?
Are you cheating on me, Dan Connor?
Where'd you get that from?
Because I'm laying there watching you slobber all over your pillow. You haven't slobbered over me lately, so I wonder who you're slobbering all over.
Nobody.
Nobody? Then who is...
All right, Roseanne. I have been having a dream about, you know, sex. But that doesn't mean I'm cheating on you.
It's just a dream?
Yeah.
Well, what are you dreaming about, you and me?
Sure, why not?
I don't believe you, Dan. You come in late, you crawl in bed with me, and you're dreaming about other women.
Roseanne, you're blowing this way out of proportion. It's not a lot of other women. It's just one woman. That did not help me.
The same woman every time?
At least I'm faithful. Roseanne! Roseanne, I'm dreaming, not cheating.
You're dreaming about cheating.
I can't help it.
So who is she, Dan? One of those women in your magazines?
Oh, give me some credit. You think I'd go for that? It's just a little redhead down at the hardware store in the mall. Shut up, Dan. Rosie, I don't even know her. I don't know why I'm dreaming about her. I just am. I can't help it. Look, it's late. We're both tired. Why don't we talk about this in the morning?
Oh, you can't wait to get back to sleep, can you? While you're hitting the couch, buddy.
Roseanne.
And take your little tramp with you.
Aw, come on, Roseanne. It didn't mean anything.
Well, what would you think if I was having the same dreams every night about the same guy? And in the dream, we were going at it like a couple of sex maniacs.
I'd say take a lot of naps.
You love the gutter, don't you?
Oh, no, Roseanne. Jackie's right. I think it's just normal and healthy. Why, I, too, have dreams of carnal nature. And I'm not ashamed to say that they are often volcanic in their intensity.
Well, are they about the same guy every time?
Usually.
Who?
Oh, never you mind.
Oh, come on.
Come on, who?
Pat, say Jack. Yes. And you will be surprised to know that he is a very tender lover. With a virile and wiry little body.
You know, I just don't think we have the hours to deal with your many problems, Crystal. Can we just deal with my problems now?
So anyway, you're saying that you never, ever have these dreams?
Well, yeah, I have dreams like that, but they're always about Dan.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Of course, he looks like Sean Connery, you know. He has that accent, but I know it's Dan.
You're such a hypocrite. It's okay for you to dream about Sean Connery, but it's not okay for Dan to dream about some cute little redhead.
I told you, it's not Sean Connery.
Hey, Roseanne, cup of coffee.
We're trying to have a private conversation here, Carl.
What did I say? I said cup of coffee. I got a mall to protect. I'm not here to yak about bikini wax. Though I've been known to give a few in my time.
One coffee, two go.
Hey, aren't you going to introduce me to your friends?
Yes, that's my sister, Jackie, and my girlfriend, Crystal. Crystal, Jackie, this is Carl. He's a big loser. Would you like cream, Carl?
Yes, thanks. Hey, are you the sister who's a cop?
Oh, yeah, but I'm off the force now. Got hurt in the line of duty.
Really? That's great. God, I hope to get hurt someday. You like guns? Because I got some beauties at home. Maybe we can get together one of these weekends and kill something.
What?
Well, what's good for you? Friday, Saturday?
Never.
Okay, good. We'll leave it open. Well, see you, ladies.
Carl?
Don't call him back here.
Yeah?
You say you know everyone in the mall.
It's my job, Roseanne.
Well, there's this woman.
I know her.
She works at Fillmore's hardware store. She's a little redhead.
Roseanne, just let it drop.
No, I want to know what she's got that I ain't got.
Me, Marge Dolman over there? What about her?
Way, no. Isn't there somebody else that works there? Some cute little foxy thing?
Nope, she's it.
Damn. She's cute. Why is he dreaming about her?
Well, she could be younger.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You're much older than she is, Roseanne. Well, you could be her mother.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, Crystal.
Me too.
Is anyone going to tell me what's going on?
No.
Okay. I get it. I'm out of here. Call me.
I'm going to go over and talk to her.
No, don't.
Yes, she's Dan's dream woman, Jackie. I want to see what it is about her. Hi, I'm your waitress, Roseanne Connor, Dan's wife and mother of his three children.
Can I order now?
Yeah.
I'll have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, but not in that order. Mayonnaise on the bread, tomato, then lettuce, then bacon, whole wheat toast, lightly toasted. Wait, put the mayo on the side. In fact, put everything on the side. I'll put it together myself because you won't get it right.
Okay.
Well?
Well, she's not just cute. She's got a great personality.
So, Dad, rode the old sofa again last night, eh?
What's with you and Mom? You guys never sleep apart.
No problem. I just fell asleep watching the TV.
Two nights in a row?
Shut up, darling.
come on, Dad. We're not little kids. If you and Mom are having serious problems, I think you owe us the truth.
Yeah, and enough lead time to let us decide who we'd like to live with.
I'll get it.
Danny?
Oh, my God. What are you doing here?
I waited until your wife drove away. I just wanted to see where you lived.
Well, here it is. Bye. No, thanks. We don't need a new religion. We already have one.
Mind if I use the phone?
Oh, is this your little boy? Aren't you adorable?
Yep.
You must get all your good looks from your daddy.
She's just here to use the phone. There it is. Hurry.
Did you see that?
I can't believe it.
What?
Dad, she was flirting with you.
What are you talking about?
That religion lady was coming on to you.
You're crazy.
Dad, she winked at you.
You must get all your good looks from yo daddy.
It doesn't mean anything.
Dad's got a girlfriend.
Wait, the mom finds
out. That's it. Everybody goes to school.
Is that lady my new mom?
Yeah. Go on, scram. Get a job. How could you do this?
Oh, Danny, don't be mad.
This is my home, my family.
Oh, come on, Danny. I need you now.
I said no.
I am not asking, Danny. I am taking.
Oh! No, no, wait, Roseanne, this is a mistake.
You bet it is!
No! No, don't! Don't shoot! No, don't shoot! No!
Dan?
You
want to wake up the whole house?
Oh, geez, that was a bad one.
Would you and Marge have a little tiff?
Who?
You know, your dream girl from the hardware store, Marge Dolman.
That's her name? Marge Dolman?
Yeah. She came over to the restaurant today. I thought she was cute, but Jackie and Crystal both thought you could do a lot better.
Oh, great. You told Jackie and Crystal.
Well, I have to know. I'm trying to figure it out, Dan. I mean, what do you see in this woman? Is she sexier than me?
No.
She make you laugh?
No, no laughs.
Is she better than me?
I'm thirsty. You thirsty?
Well, help me out here, Dan. I mean, I just can't understand. Okay, if you were dreaming about somebody like, oh, say, Kathleen Turner, then I just go, okay, he's a pig. But this woman, I mean, I just don't get it, Dan. I don't know what it's about.
I don't know. I hardly know her. I go to the hardware store. I want something. She knows exactly what aisle it's in. She knows exactly what to charge me.
So when you leave, you're getting exactly what you want.
I gotta lay down for this. Okay, Doc. I hated my father and I wanted to marry my mother. Go.
Well, what is it that she does in these dreams?
Stop it.
No, come on. I want to know what she does in the dreams that's so great so I can, you know, do that.
Personal.
I'm your wife. I wash your shorts. You can tell me.
I can't.
Well, would it help any if I was to tell you that I got some needs, too?
Like what?
I asked you first.
I asked you second.
You tell me.
All right. All right. In the dream, she treats me like I'm some kind of irresistible sex toy. I'm so glad I got that off my chest.
That's what you like?
Go away.
No, Dan, I mean, how come we can do it, but we can't talk about it? I mean, maybe you think we're in some kind of a rut, you know? Maybe you want to try something new.
Well... maybe we could forget about Wednesdays and try to be a little more, you know, spontaneous.
Okay, fine.
Now, this is great. See, we're talking. It's great. What else?
That's it.
Well, what does she do in the dream?
Roseanne, this is really tough for me.
I know, but it's healthy, honey.
Please.
Come on, tell me. Dream on. He loves me. He loves me not.
One more, Roseanne.
He loves me. Oh, looky, looky, looky.
Oh, please, please, please. Please, 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 please.
Hi, Marge.
Oh, God.
I wanted to say thanks, and I'll take it from here.
Okay.
What'd you think I was gonna say?
I don't know. You're capable of doing anything at any time.
Yes, crazy, impulsive, spontaneous. Get in here.
Roseanne, we're in an elevator.
So?